Boom. All right. Welcome, everybody, to our amazing Position of the Month Club Summit Partner Monthly Chat. So good seeing all of you guys here already. We already started our fun time conversing and hanging out. We got someone new on, so we're going to let Tom jump in, share a little bit about himself, and then we're going to hear some wins from all of you guys, what's happening in your lives, share a little bit about the position post, and then answer some questions from you guys. So hopefully you guys have questions. Tom, unmute your – oh, I unmuted you. So go for it, Tom. Share – just since you're new, and it's cool to see somebody new here, share who you are, who your spouse is, how long you've been married, and where you live.
Yes. Sorry, my spouse is joining me right now. We were just finishing putting the kids down to bed.
Yeah, if you have kids, how many kids do you have?
So this is my wife, Christine.
Christine.
How are you, Christine? I'm gonna rename you guys so we know who you guys are.
Oh, wait, Christine, how do you spell your name so he actually renamed you properly?
With a K. K-R-I-S-T-I-N-E.
Like, that's one of those names that can have a lot of different spellings. And
cool. Yeah.
Just want to
make sure we got you. All right, let's go for it.
So I'm Tom, and again, this is Christine, and we're in Nebraska. We're in Omaha, Nebraska, and so Central Time Zone, for those wondering about time zone. I know that was a question earlier. So we've been married 13 years. Wow. Well, 13 years in August. I always round to the next milestone.
It's good.
Totally understand.
So we're new to the Position of the Month Club. We just did the 5-day challenge.
Okay,
awesome. Yep.
And so we signed up to do this.
Yay.
Awesome, great having you guys here. How many kids you guys got?
We have three kids. Yeah.
All right,
wonderful. Well, welcome.
Totally honored to have you guys here. Thanks. And you'll get to know all these other folks. I'm starting to put names in so I know everybody. Marty and Karen, Jill, and gosh, I always forget Jill, husband, Jill. Tell me husband name.
Oh, you're always asking me. I'm like, totally close.
Jill's like sitting there.
They're supposed to be sleeping, having their time right
I
now.
Know.
The kids have, they're actually like, this is, I didn't even expect to see them today.
I know, you said it was our time. All right.
Well, it is there their time.
It is their time. All right. We're gonna do what we love to do here. And obviously, Tom and Kristen, really Christine. These are our time to get to know one another more, to hear about you guys more, what your wins are. You guys know we love it. And so we're going to go around the room, hear what's going on. It is summertime. Things are opening up. They're not opening up. We get it. So if you want to just share even a little bit, like what you got planned, you know, the 4th of July is around the corner. So if you want to just share, even if you have something fun planned, like just to get out, enjoy, share that. We love hearing all that fun stuff from you guys. I'm going to start just real quick because I need to honor the beautiful Elisa. Saturday is going to be her birthday. So we are going to do something out of our home and leave the teenagers to their own devices, and hopefully they live. And that's the way we're going to roll. So that's going to be our win.
17 and 14.
They'll be fine.
If you stress me out like that, we can't go.
Yeah, whatever. They'll be fine. Cameron and Madeline, jump on. You guys are first.
Plans, stuff starting to open up here. Pretty much everything's open, but it's not really a whole lot to do right now.
And you guys are in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to do a cheap Father's Day thing this weekend. So our church is hosting a blood drive on Friday, and you get free tickets to the Science Museum if you donate blood. So we both signed up to get tickets to the Science Museum. So we're going to take the girls to the Science Museum this weekend for Father's Day.
There you go.
Frame of reference there. We worked really hard to start budgeting and get kind of work on the financial side of it, and are saving up for start building a house and stuff. So it's consensual that we want to go cheap.
Yeah.
Yes. And it makes sense. And that actually brings up a really good point that we should wish everybody a happy Father's Day.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Happy Father's Day.
After my birthday.
All
so happy Father's happy Day.
Happy Father's
all
Day.
Dads.
Yeah.
After we celebrate my birthday.
Yeah. That's awesome. And you guys have been cranking your financial stuff, so that's so sweet. We're going to go to David and Carrie up in the amazing Northwest.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
You know, we've been kind of staying home a lot. Working from home has been great.
Yeah.
But with things opening up, I got some work trips coming up, so that's kind of got used to staying home, so I'm not looking forward to it.
Yeah.
How far away is retirement, David?
Could be 2 years or so. I'm thinking 3 or 4, but we'll see. You know, kind of depends on the economy.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Awesome. Awesome.
All winning in. The war on weeds, which is the first time ever in our garden. So
that's
a strange feeling, but wonderful.
That's good. That's good. How far away are you guys from all the craziness that's happening in the middle of
Seattle?
Oh, the Chaz? Oh, we're, we're about an hour's drive away from there. So.
Okay. Just curious. I'm like, I know you're in Washington, but trying to get kind of that, like, where are you?
Yeah.
Not affected us.
Okay.
Awesome. Good, good.
Good deal. All right. What do you got next?
We got Jill and Matthew. What's up? There they are.
He's like trying to find you on the screen.
Sorry about that. Yeah, so actually earlier the kids both went out, so we took our time.
Yeah.
And we're able to join in on the meeting anyway.
Yay!
Yeah, as far as plans coming up, I mean, by ourselves, we actually have a trip to Cape Cod planned for September. So that'll be something we've been looking forward to doing for a long time. And now that our youngest is graduating high school, we can finally do a September trip.
Yes. And that's the last one out, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Youngest.
That's what youngest means. Yeah. I think he's probably just processing the fact that we're like 4 years away from that. So it's just kind of this whole like, oh, what does it mean to travel in the fall?
Yes.
What is that about?
What does a fall look like?
Yeah. It's shocking to us. It's been years.
Awesome. Love it. Love it. All right. People are like coming in and out. So we're going to just keep rolling.
Yeah.
We're going to go with Kyle and Katya. I'm going to mute those guys. You guys are muted, so if you want to mute yourself.
I think we're good.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, kind of the same with us. If anybody was here last time, we're just now actually getting ready to go to India. So this has been a whirlwind last several days of getting Packers scheduled, and they've been here the last 2 days and will be here the next 2 days. So we're an empty house and got flights lined up. Kids are excited. We're excited. Yeah, we'll be in India for 2 years. So it's a crazy, will be a crazy experience for us, but we're looking forward to it.
So I would say like moving is stressful enough for all of us who've done it. What part like of your marriage are you guys really like honing in on through this? Cause I know for us, even just moving like 2 miles down the road or 3 miles down the road, I mean, there's so much stress that's going on and you guys are doing an international move with your kids. Like, what's the one thing you guys are like honing in on and staying intentional about?
I told Kyle this weekend, my phrase is grace upon grace. And I warned him that when I get stressed, I'm not the kindest of people. So just to give me grace and to remind me, like, it's all going to happen the way the Lord intends it. Don't stress about it. And it's actually been pretty smooth. I've been surprised the last few days.
She's doing really well. She, like she said, she normally is very stressed out. And I think it's actually helped because it's been like every 2 weeks we get a call saying you're moving, you know, in a week, get ready. And then, oh, never mind. And then it repeats. And so she's like, she's just done with it. She's like, well, whatever.
I'm like, when we're on the flight, I will believe it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Until then, we're just not going to have any furniture. It's all good.
Love it. Yeah. All right. Well, you guys keep us posted. Like I said before, keep us posted. Thank you. We got Richard and Lynn.
And Bobby.
And Bobby. Cher, you guys just took off for 4 days.
Yeah, we took off last week from Tuesday till Saturday-ish. Our whole state isn't open, only certain sections. So we went to the section that was open-ish, and we dined in restaurants.
Yeah.
We shopped in stores.
Crazy.
It was great because the kids were at home. We didn't care about them for like 4 days. It was amazing.
And they do come back, so empty nesters.
They always come back.
I'll change your locks.
We tried.
But we don't live here. Don't know what you're talking about. Leave me alone.
Alex had to get into the house if he locked himself out.
There was a lot of Winslow last week because we realized that we haven't had a lot of time to just quietly talk together. So when you have 4 days with no kids and no one around you, you either can talk or stare at a TV for a long time. And we decided to talk instead. And we worked out a lot of the stressors in our life and got a lot of things kind of rebalanced, nice. Which was really, really good. Came home, the kids kind of got hit blindsided with, hey, this is how we want to do things now.
Good for you.
Too bad to deal with it. And it was great for us. But it was really good. It was a good time to just get away. And we did our 5-day challenge while we were up there, you know, because we missed it the previous week. So we had to make sure
to prepare that. Awesome.
And what was great is the week before they called saying, hey, our hotel, it's not going to be ready. So is it okay if we upgrade you to the executive suite?
At a different hotel
that we own. I'm like, let me think. Do I have to pay any more money? No. Okay. So we got the king executive suite for the same price as our little cheaper room, which was
sweet.
That explains the epic bathtub and the view and the fireplace.
Yes.
I love that little extra blessing for you guys. That's wonderful.
That's awesome. Love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, thank you. All right. We got Ashley and Ross in Iowa.
So I would say one of our wins is the last week and a half or two, we've been working on a border around our house. We've got rock as around the house, and we've been working on that, and had a couple disagreements, but we worked through them very well, and so just being able to work together, and we've worked together well before. But it's just nice to be able to do something together that would tend to lead to getting frustrated at each other. And we have.
I would like things done my way. And
as long as you can admit it, Ashley, it's all good.
Oh, I have no problem admitting it. I just have a problem of letting it go. And so we each have our, like, I get aggravated, like, he'll try and help me out, like, no, this is my job, you go do your job, do not throw off our assembly line, we have a system. Tony, we have an assembly line, we all do our own thing, and it's all good.
Because I've gotten older, one of my things is, like, if Elisa's going to just take it, control of it, I'm just like, just go do it, babes, tell me what I need to do, let's roll. Like, so what I understand.
It works well for us.
I understand, like, but there are definitely times when it's like,
I think I get into the mode of like, okay, we're like working while the girls are napping because we don't want to work with the cement while they're like up and around. And so like I'm seeing the clock, and if I'm just standing there because he's doing my job, I can't do his job because like he does his part well. So I'm like, let me work and you go do your thing.
And I'm at the point where I don't care if she does my job. I do her. I think of it as I'm trying to help her job out. Give her some time off. Yeah.
But you guys really strengthen communication is what we're talking about.
We are. We're working on communication. All right. And then for Father's Day this weekend, I have a surprise plan for Ross, and I'll post pictures, but I'm super excited. So that's what's coming this weekend.
So we'll get to see the pictures after the surprise.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, everybody can post pictures of Father's Day. It's totally cool. Make sure you post them.
For sure.
We would love to see them. Thank you for that. All right. We got Marty and Karen.
They're eating
In Massachusetts. There they go. They're eating their watermelon in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I'm not doing it now. I'm done.
What's your win?
Well, our win. He said I had to do all the talking because
he's eating his watermelon.
Yeah, I was eating mine too. But I put it.
But I'll do. I don't care because, like you know, last Friday was on the 5th. Yeah, what's today? Well, on the 5th, it was our anniversary. And
yes. You know, 21 years.
Yeah, and then we got, well, the win was, then we got that new toy and that we've been testing out, you know.
But which the first one? The Sapphire Pro 2?
Yeah, that.
Yeah, okay.
The suction one.
The suction one, yeah.
Well, anyways, like, the first time that we actually used it good, it was like, I put in the group what happened. It was like, me and the whole never really have an orgasm really quickly. So, you know, it was like in a minute, and then it was so intense, and I'm like, no, don't do it. Don't do it. I'm done. You know? Yeah.
And then, hold on.
And then every night after that, and then I thought it was, I said, it's been like 4 nights now. And I'm like, that had to be a fluke, you know, because it didn't do that the second or the third or the fourth night. And so it just like, well, we got to see if we can. And I'm like, no, we're just.
Yeah, so the win is.
Yeah, so the win is that, you know. Sexploration, that's the win.
Beautiful.
Sexploration, you guys are kind of in we the middle it. Of a sex challenge that you sort of.
Yes.
Well, he wanted to do it before the anniversary, but I'm like, it's too close to the, you know, the blood moon thing. So just wait till it's done, then we'll just do it.
Beautiful. So,
yeah.
Good for everybody. So
the win is figuring things out that we didn't know previously.
For 21 awesome. Years, I love it.
Love yeah. It. Awesome. 20.
But thanks, we don't. That we don't even know, like, we were going to go somewhere, but most of the states closed. So we were going to go to Pennsylvania, but we didn't do that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, try not to get the chatter. You know, that was another win. No Ed. More chatter.
Yay.
Get rid of the chatter. Put up the sign. No more chatter.
Awesome. Thanks, you guys. All right. Who do we got? Okay, we got Cade and Ashton. Oh, Cade, you're going to have to unmute yourself. Is Ashton there with the kiddos or just you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's just.
Whoa, freaking. There we go.
I've got kids watching kids watching kids. So
so for those of you who don't know, Cade and Ashton have five. Their last were twins.
Yes.
Yeah, they're 7 months.
Oldest is what, 7?
She's 8, yeah.
8.
And she's nowhere to be found when I need her right now, so you know. She's figured out the process in the summer, how it works, you know, about this time. Dad, can I go to bed? What?
I'm out.
Can you just stay up? Yeah. No, but we got a win today on one of our walk and talks, and we realized, since I've been coaching football the past 10 years and not right now because this whole deal, we realized that it's been about 3 full months like our summer where I'm usually off. And we started getting a little bit agitated at each other, just a little bit. And we were like, I'm not sure why it is, but we've realized the last 10 years in our life, this is the time that she starts taking back everything, all the reins of all the kids, of all the stuff, because I'm about to be in 2 days and gone, mm-hmm. gone. And so that's kind of been what we've been doing. And we realized that today. I mean, that's the big win is like, you've got to stop helping me so much, she told me. And I said, I don't know why I'm helping you so much. It's weird that she goes. And then we started talking about it. I was like, oh, my goodness. So this is an understanding win. Now we just got to figure out what the crap we're going to do with all that. I guess I'm just going to have to stop being so helpful, Tony. You know, I mean, you know, it's just
you can do that on another walk and talk, Kate. You don't need to figure it out now.
There's so many dishes you can do, you know.
Yeah.
No, but that was big for us. That was big.
That's awesome, man. Oh. Thank you so much. And you guys are still doing what, your 2 walk and talks a day?
Oh yeah. We're stretching miles like crazy.
Sweet. Yeah. Love it.
Setting the bar high. Mark and Tracy.
Mark and Tracy, what's happening?
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Are you guys in your trailer or no?
Not right at the moment. We parked it.
Okay.
Reluctantly.
All right. So when's it going out for its maiden voyage?
We're scheduled to go out not this weekend, but the weekend after that.
Okay.
Unless we can find some place to go this weekend.
Okay.
Well, we're finding out that there are quite a few people in the Midwest central time zone. So I have a feeling there's a few trips that are going to be happening here. So we've got Iowa, we've got Nebraska, we've got Missouri. I'm trying to think where else.
Iowa, Nebraska.
In the central
Texas. Yeah, that's central right there. Wait, where are you? Oh, Oklahoma. They're in Oklahoma.
Yes. Yeah, okay, I'm like, I knew there was one more, but I'm like trying to scan. Yeah. So we're just...
Yeah, next one conference is going to be Dallas. That's our Midwest. It's going to be
central
Dallas.
Central time zone.
It's central.
Central time zone. Not really. That just,
I've honed in on it. I've already looked at all the Marriotts there. We're going to get a killer Marriott.
If you tell people there. In Texas that they're in the Midwest, they might hurt you.
Not in the Midwest?
No. Midwesterners don't count Texas, and Texas doesn't count the Midwest.
All right, well, we're going to Texas.
Texas thinks they're their own thing.
All right, they're in the central time zone.
This is a California boy who doesn't know anything. Texas doesn't claim anybody else.
All right, Mark and Tracy, you got a quick win for us? You got a win for us other than your trailer?
Well, the trailer is our win, and it's a win because, you know, this came up really seriously for us at the beginning of the year when we were talking about the dream again.
Yeah.
And kind of traveling a little bit, doing some adventure, the idea of maybe, you know, getting a trailer to facilitate that came up then. And this was kind of our opportunity to, we're going to just do it. And we just jumped in there to do it. Obviously, there is a lot of challenges that come along with doing something like that. And I think navigating those challenges to the best that we can and coming out better on the other side has been our win.
Yep.
Sweet.
So good.
Strengthening your communication as well, I'm sure.
Well, definitely, yeah. Definitely. And kind of preempting, you know, having good communication by, you know, okay, well, this is what, you know, this is what I'm not sure about. Can we talk about that before we get started, before we got right in the middle of something, you know, to have to work it out at that point,
yeah.
You know, to say, okay, well, this is what I am anticipating could, you know, could occur. What are we going to do about that situation before it happens?
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's incredible.
Yeah.
That's a really big win.
Yeah. And just to share with everybody, hey, we're all human. Things are going to happen in all of our lives. Miscommunications will happen. We all know it. We have expectations that maybe we express that don't get answered. That don't get received as we thought. We share those expectations. They get heard, but we don't see them played out. And again, what makes us extraordinary is that when we do go through those moments, we don't sit and just wallow in that self-pity or the defeat for days on end, right? We turn around and we go, hey, you know what? We do need to go on another walk and talk, or we got to have a coffee break, or we do need to have that conversation that may not be as easy right now, but we need to have it. And Lisa and I, we still have those. So they're not gonna go away, right? They're just not gonna go away. So awesome, you guys. Thank you so much.
Kyle and Katya are lobbying to have the next conference in New Delhi.
In New Delhi, yeah. We're gonna go all the way to India for our next one. All right.
They might know some people. Fuck it. There's a baby.
Okay. And then Tom and again, Christine.
Christine. Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
He's even got it right in front of him.
I have it in front of me, but I see that little E at the end.
We're new still, so it's good.
All right. So what we do is we love to hear wins. We got to know you guys a little bit. Please jump into the chat. Love to have a picture of you guys, you and the family, or just you guys, and just share more about you. Yeah, in the Facebook group. Not here in the chat, but in the Facebook group. So all these guys and the others can meet you.
Sure.
Just do that because that's the way we get to know you more. But what's a win that you guys have had?
You can share.
I mean, I would say that a win is that we're here. You know, I think so 2 years ago, I found out about One Extraordinary Marriage and I signed up on your website for some sort of, I got on an email thing from you guys. And then, I mean, this is like a long play here.
Yeah.
Just like kept talking about it. We just kept talking about it. And then finally we just did the 5-day intimacy challenge. And that was huge for us. And I think I shared it just like the amount of communication that we had during that time was just incredible. Like I said, we've been married for 13 years, but you know, life gets in the way and you know, stuff happens. And so it was just good to really focus on us and You know, we're really happy to be part of the group, and it's just a great reminder to think like marriage can be extraordinary. Like, I think it's something that people just, a lot of people that I work with, you know, marriage is always just kind of like, oh, my spouse, you know, like always a problem. And so it's nice to be a part of a community that values marriage.
That's awesome.
So I think that's been a huge win for us.
So Christine, I got to ask you, so obviously Tom found this, were you reluctant at that time, like 2 years ago?
Yes. I mean, he's like been asking every time that there's a challenge, hey, you want to sign up for this challenge? Hey, you want to sign up for this? I'm like, no. And I honestly only gave in this last time because I was like, oh, it's only a 5-day challenge. I can sign up for that. Like, okay.
Yeah. Fine.
And honestly, I didn't know what I was getting into still. I was like, oh, I can sign up for 5 days. That's fine. And then on the first night, I was like, honestly, our first conversation was, okay, I wasn't quite prepared for exactly what we signed up for, just so you know.
Okay.
But I told you I'd do it, so we're going to give it our best shot. So, wow. And I mean, it was great, but I mean, I'm still dipping my toe in it, to be honest. So
fair enough.
No, fair.
I want to ask, since we've got so many folks on here, how many of you were the reluctant spouse? Your spouse found the show, or found one first, and then.
And you can unmute yourself and share if you have a great story.
Because I'm like, wait a minute, you, Christine, you are not the only one that was like, story. You know, because there are quite a. I'm like looking around here, and I'm like, I know a few of these people well enough to know that you are not alone, which is why I'm calling out those that are the reluctant ones and not the ones that are like, who was really gung ho and was like, hey, you need to listen to this show, and you need to listen to this show, let's do this, and you're like,
I know,
chill out.
Yeah. Someone want to share their reluctant spouse story?
So for us, we had troubles with just communication around sex for a while. And so Cameron found it and was trying to convince me to. And I was like, I don't want to listen to that, because he was like, showed me the intimacy lifestyle one first. And I was like, I'm not going to like this. I'm not going to like what this is. And then I listened to it. I was like, oh, I think we could do that. And so that kind of opened up the door and started listening to more, and did a 30-day, which I was like, 30 days is a lot of sex. And he's like, yeah, but we can give it a go.
I think her response was, it's a lot of sex. I said, yeah, I know, it's a good thing.
Her was like, yeah, that's the point.
And then we have two different opinions.
But we made, what, 27 out of 30?
27 or 28.
Yeah.
Wow.
And so I'm so glad we did, because it's opened up a lot of communication and also alleviated a lot of the problems with me never initiating and him feeling like I didn't desire him and I didn't want him. And that's not what I was saying. It's just, I had never thought about it. Mm-hmm. So glad we jumped in.
Thanks
Love
for sharing it. That. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Any other reluctant spouse story? Anybody want to share?
I don't know if it's necessarily like reluctant, but this was like in our first year and a half or so that we just were not on the same page of how many times we wanted to have sex. And I can't remember who it was or whatever, but we found, I think you guys had a blog post on like scheduling sex. And I'm like, we should try this. And he was like deadpan against it. Like, that's the stupidest thing ever. Why would you schedule sex? Like, I'm like, okay, sex is not happening regardless, so let's try something. And he just wasn't for it. And then it was a good year and a half later until he found the podcast, and he liked the podcast better than the blog, apparently. And then he brought me into Moan Out Loud. But so he was.
That was your first episode, you said.
Yeah, that was my first episode.
Yeah, that's a great one. Just go, Ross. I mean, Moan Out Loud. Let's go, honey.
He needed that to change. So he's like, you should listen to this. That was his conversation starter. But so yeah, he was reluctant to scheduling sex, but the podcast, we were all in.
Nice.
I
love it. Oh my gosh.
Oh, thank you. Marty and Karen, you're raising your hand. Who what have you said I was reluctant? And I'm sure that's Karen, yes? Yeah. Okay. That's I thought I knew the story there. Hold on, Karen, you're not.
You gotta unmute.
Unmute. Unmute.
There we go.
Hold on.
Again. You have to stop muting them.
On the computer, so then I was using my phone.
Okay. So tell us your reluctant spouse story.
So Mari, when did you find it? In like 2018, in November of 2018. And then I was like, he's like, oh, you got to listen to this. And I'm like, what? Yeah, I don't think so. And then we had to go for a long drive in the car, and he'd be like, well, let's listen to this podcast. And I'd be like, oh, okay. You know, I was like, whatever.
Captive.
But then he was like, well, I'll even let you pick which one you want to listen to. You know, go look through the list and figure out which one you want. I'm like, oh, okay. And so I was like, and then about January 2019, he's like, oh, we got to join this position of the month club. I'm like, oh, I don't think so. You know? And then like four, and then like Rhonda's birthday was March, and he started bugging me again. And I'm like, okay, I'll do it just for your birthday or something. But then it's like, okay. And then in April, we actually did it. And then I was like, once we get in there, it's like, I'm the one who's in there like 24/7 and he barely goes in there now.
Yeah, but Marty's putting in the time. He tries every position every month. Yes. So yeah. He puts in his time, believe me.
Yeah, we at least got to do that. Or when we did the 30 days of sex challenge, try all those, you know. Right. We got to at least do that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Try them all. Yay. All right. Okay. Awesome. All right.
Bouncing baby in the corner.
Bouncing baby with Cade.
So cute. Oh my gosh.
All right, you want to just go over the position post a little bit? Crunch is the position this month.
Yeah.
So it's a little play on woman on top, but guys, it's gonna make you guys work a little bit. So that's why that's in there this month, just to change it up. Because I do sometimes feel like we do the same thing every month, and I'm like, all right, how do we change this up a little bit for us guys? I highly doubt I would ever be able to come to completion with that position. So if that's you, be aware. It's cool. Get into a position that you guys feel comfortable in and finish off for sure in that position.
Yeah, I want to share. We know the book this month was 30 Days Through a Crisis by Dr. Abbott and Nicole Shaw. And for those of you that came and joined us at the One Marriage Conference in North Carolina, that book was actually written by the pastor and his wife at the start of COVID. And so just a great devotional, quick, easy to read there. So we wanted to make sure as they were releasing that we were able just to share what they're doing, since so many people ask us about devotionals. So we wanted to have that in there. And then I know we've been talking a little bit about summer trips and things like that, but we didn't do the piece on summer staycations.
Yeah.
We're even looking at that this weekend with my birthday. You know, can we just get down to downtown San Diego as opposed to, you know, where we might normally go up to Orange County or even further, simply because of what's open, what's not open, where are they rioting, where are they not, you know, like now you have to consider the riots and protests and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, we're actually downtown San Diego 2 weekends ago for my birthday with some friends, and we're rolling down and all of a sudden people are just out in front of, I think it's our justice building.
Yeah.
And then you have police everywhere. And I'm like, that's our restaurant right there.
Just on the other side.
So it's one of those things in these times. It's we're in an interesting time. That's all I got to say, you guys. I don't know. It's a wild time going from this pandemic to everything that we've seen from the protests, the large protests, the riots. And, you know, I just want to say from Elisa and I, our standpoint, just so you guys know, as we grow and the platform grows, people want us to say our piece. And what extraordinary marriage is, Elisa and I, and yet at the same time, it's about you guys. It's about marriage. It's about what you're doing in your marriage. And so what we're really sharing and what we're learning is that as long as we can take anything and apply it to what you're doing and dealing with or going through in your marriage, then we can speak on it. So it's, you know, as we've grown, we just want to make sure that we always realize that we may be the ones behind the microphones. We may be the ones sharing these positions or the position posts or talking to you guys. And yet in the day, I want to see you guys grow. I want to see you guys have the extraordinary. I want to see you guys strengthen your communication and build the trust so you can create the intimacy that you so desire. And so it's a fine line that we sometimes walk, and more times than not, I want to come from a place of like, where are you at in your marriage and how can we just speak life into that and joy and peace? You can get all the other stuff from everyone else. Yeah. And personally myself, I had to get off the news cycle. I honestly don't look at much news anymore because it was truly just blowing me up for most of my day.
Yeah. It was not a good thing. You allowed me to speak into that. Mm-hmm. But you will find, you know, especially because there's so much going on in the world right now, that we will, all of our messaging will stay marriage focused.
Yeah.
Whether it's the show like we just released, was it last Tuesday that we did, or this Tuesday we did Beyond Color?
No, because yesterday or today.
Yesterday.
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Today's Tuesday.
Today is, but
yeah. Today, like we talked about headaches and orgasm today.
Yeah.
Last week we went Beyond Colorblind. Yeah.
So we will talk, like Tony said, we'll talk about those things as they pertain to marriage, but you won't ever just find, just so you guys know from our heart, you won't ever just find us just posting something up to just be more noise.
Yeah.
We will always look at how what's happening politically, globally, or whatever is impacting marriage. And we will always come at it from that perspective. You have our word on it that that's.
Have those conversations. Yeah. I mean, have those conversations. Seek out your friends. I mean, we have dear friends, and, you know, I will say I am one to say that I'm colorblind. I mean, we saw some friends last night who are black and didn't even think anything of it until I was just like, oh man, like let's get you guys over for dinner so we can just have a conversation together. And it's not going to be racially charged or anything, but I just want to hear your guys' heart and how I can love on you guys. So do that. Reach out to folks of any race, creed, color, religion. I mean, we got them all. Like we got an email recently from somebody in Uganda, Somalia. I mean, folks from around the world, Canada, I know that they're pretty close to us, but had a woman from Colombia reaching out to us. So we span the globe and we're speaking into lives. And you guys, we're blessed because you guys get to see what's happening in your own lives, and we get to speak into those lives through a lot of the podcasts that you guys get to see.
Yeah.
So
I do want to give a shout out to Tracy because she actually, one of the fun finds this month, I was just looking over the position post, was that like water sprinkler sprayer thing that you had made mention of looking for.
Yep.
So I want to thank you just with the cool things that we were looking for this month. That was your idea.
Yeah.
That made it into, oh, there's a kitty.
Yeah.
This usually happens to me when I'm on a Zoom coaching call. Cats walk through, kids walk through. Yeah. So, but I'm just like, oh, there's a kitty bottom there. So Tracy, thank you. Cause then that's the thing too. I mean, whether it's, you know, comments that we get on Instagram or, you know, these couple of shows that we've done recently that have been, you know, around crying during orgasm or headaches during orgasm. I mean, these are coming out of conversations in the Position of the Month Club. These are coming out of comments in the 5-day intimacy challenge where people are like, hey, has anybody ever dealt with this? And, you know, until we get asked the question, I mean, these are things that Tony and I have dealt with, but it's obviously happening. And so we want to make sure that those are the types of things that we're talking about in the club and, you know, just bringing strategy and even just awareness around so that people feel like they're not alone.
Yeah. And as we finish, we're still in our get out of your comfort zone, series. And tomorrow or Thursday, I should say, is going to be your finances or what mm-hmm. do we call it? No.
And like, no.
Is it finances? No, we're doing sex this one. We did finances last week. Sex, yeah. So we got a sex one coming up on that. Then we're going to go spiritual intimacy. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to close it out with recreational intimacy. And then we're working on the next series right now.
Yeah.
So
what questions do you guys have for us? I mean, we've been going for almost 40 minutes here.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. I'm going to unmute all
questions or
I unmuted comments. All, but whoever's muted themselves, you can unmute yourself. Yeah, questions, go for it. And we'll answer anything and then we'll get you guys on.
Yeah. What's her? It's all quiet. Anyone? Ashley's looking for something.
Yeah, sorry, I thought I was still muted. You're called to love devotional.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you tried getting that on YouVersion at all? Is that a process or have you looked into it? Because there's all these like pieces of books. Mm-hmm. And I was just curious.
Yeah. Looked at it. It never was a priority.
Okay.
I forget why that is though too, Ashley. Because we'd have to chop it up.
Right.
And it was a bit of a process. I think it's much easier now than the last time I looked, because I was even looking on that recently and they have a ton more and stuff that like that I can remember looking at some years ago that I don't think they would have even approved of. Yeah. So I do remember looking into it, and I can look back into it to see.
I'm almost done with it myself, but like Ross and I are kind of doing our own, I don't know, like a 30-day spiritual challenge, so to speak. And so we prayed off every week. And so I was like, I don't know which like ones to pull, but so I looked on YouVersion to see if it was there, and it wasn't. So that's why I asked. I was just curious.
Yeah.
No, great question.
Great question. Something we can look at for sure, because we can pull 7 days out of it because it is a full week or a full month. I mean,
yeah. That's a good question. Any other questions? Comments?
Yes, no, maybe so. Yeah. It's summertime.
I know. It's so light out. I mean, it looks like it's, you know, so
I can tell it's summertime. That's when Marty like even put up, he was like, it's quiet in here. It's summertime. And I could just tell from everybody, like, yeah, we're having a good time doing our thing. So enjoy, you guys. Enjoy. Keep jumping in. I wrote it all in the group. Yes. Keep jumping in. We're here as well. We're cranking away. We see what's going on. We'll keep jumping in as well. But, you know this time of year, it does quiet down. There's nothing wrong with it. And I think in all honesty, it's for a lot of us, it's a great reset. It's a time where we just sort of go, you know what, we're turning some things off. We get to just hang out. The nights are longer. We're sitting by the fire pit. We're talking over, you know, a drink, or waking up in the morning and having our coffee, which to us is totally great. You know, and if you want to share those moments or what, maybe a win or something that's happened in your life, you know, share it. And it doesn't always have to be the great stuff, you guys. You know, you can share the tough stuff that's tough too. You guys know this. This is where you guys can be open, honest, and transparent. And there is no judgment or like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you got in a fight. Like, no, it happens. And let us be there beside you. Let's make sure to keep Kyle and Katya in our prayers. They're going to be rolling into India, or at least leaving on the 26th. All their stuff's getting picked up tomorrow. So let's make sure to lift those guys up. I mean, what an adventure to be going to India for 2 years with their kids, taking everything. So what a blessing you guys have been, and I hope you guys continue to stay in here. I can't wait to see your adventures and what life's gonna do and what you're gonna experience in 2 years. I mean, it's gonna be awesome.
I know, we need the One Extraordinary Marriage in India. I don't know what we are we? Listeners. Yeah, but we know that.
Yeah, we know them. We know people in India. But we will know.
Otherwise, it's just, you know, like download.
Yeah. All right. Everybody good? No other questions? All right. Awesome, then we're going to say goodbye. Love you guys.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day as well.
Yes.
We're good. Happy All right. Birthday. Love you guys.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to her. 20th. No, June 20th.
Yeah, no, but it's
happening. Oh, we're turning 20.
You're going to be 20.
That was the first birthday we did together.
All right. Bye, you guys. Good night.